Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. Here
Hello.
He is, the marathon man.
Yeah.
He'll pull out your teeth for free, but only if you're in massive pain. I'm quoting the Laurence Olivier film.
John. Oh, okay. I don't know what you're talking
not
about.
Not seen it? Laurence Olivier, Dustin Hoffman?
No.
Not, never seen it?
No, never seen it.
I've never seen it. I'm pretending I've seen it. I've realised I've only ever seen the scene where he takes his teeth out.
Okay. Yeah. No,
anyway,
I've not seen it.
In the studio with us today, very exciting person to be, who hates non-league football. So he's on the right podcast.
Very harsh.
He's on the right podcast. Is Paul Hawksby. It's lovely to have you here,
yeah,
Paul.
That's a great honour to be. I listen to
On the ice to you?
I think most people would be surprised I listen, because I'm sick of the sight and sound of you by the end of the week. But I often take a dog walk on a Saturday and listen to the National Obsession.
Yeah.
It's a touch, I bet, just once more, it's a touch talky heavy, I find.
It's not a talky podcast.
Ideally, I'd like a more rounded take on the world of non-league football. But it's a touch talky heavy.
You know who Ray Duffy is now, or Dave Thomas?
Yes.
Paul Mulhern.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with
that. It's great. I have seen the Marathon Man. It's a William Goldman.
Okay, William Goldman.
Yeah. And is it safe, is the phrase that Olivier uses as he digs right into the nerve of Dustin Hoffman in the dentist chair.
Yeah. Why does he say, is it safe?
It's just, it was a sort of key phrase to the film.
Is it safe?
It was obviously, and then Dustin Hoffman doesn't know what he's talking about. But what makes it worse is you go, arr, 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 so you can't hear a word. Because he's at the dentist. It's like when the dentist talks to you. You're going away this year. What's the point of that?
Absolutely no point.
Anyway,
at all.
A great honour to be on.
Oh, you're very welcome. I've got a couple of things I want to discuss with you, actually.
Yeah.
One is, look in the book, and why did it come up? Mm. And my daughter is doing, she's doing climbing, a level one climbing.
Oh, wow.
She's seven. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, Betty, I've tried to get her interested in all sorts of sport, but I've tried to get her into Torquay United a lot, but it always gets met with, oh, no!
Yeah.
I've been to Torquay with Betty before.
Yeah, she doesn't enjoy it, John.
No,
she hates
like
it.
She didn't enjoy Woking Torquay, I don't know why.
Didn't enjoy it. Yeah, you were Woking away with her. And we went, Armani Little scored.
Game as well. Was
from outside the box, didn't he?
What is it about it she doesn't? It's too long. How old is she now?
She's seven. We took her when she was three to Oxford United v Coventry.
Come on.
That's
you don't do that to kids.
What it
terrible
was.
Terrible thing.
What it was me and Tom, my friend Tom Greatrex, were in charge of all the kids that Saturday. And we went, I know what we can do.
Right.
Go out for the day. Do you want to go out for the day?
Yeah.
Let's go out for the day.
We went to Oxford.
We went to Oxford v Cambridge. Great. Not Cambridge. Oxford v Coventry.
Right.
Same player, scored two own goals. That's a rarity. She didn't even enjoy that. Didn't even enjoy it.
It's got no context for it, though. Yeah. She doesn't know. She probably thinks that happens every week in every game.
Well,
she goes to Torquay, there's a pretty good chance it will.
Yeah. Scored first goal. She went, right, great. Can we go home now?
Yeah.
So that was it. As soon as anyone's got. Anyway, she didn't enjoy it. Anyway, she started climbing. Brilliant place in Reading. Really good, proper climbing. She goes up really high. Proper teachers, everything. She's got a book she has to fill in. And also, as part of the book, she has to fill in.
See where this is going.
So she has to tick off 10 things she can do to pass her level one. Mm. One of the things she has to do is learn this knot, which I have now learnt the knot.
Wow.
It's a double knot. It's a double. So that is quite an important bit, isn't it? Tying yourself. Tying yourself to
matter of life and death.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
So she has to learn to do the knot. Right, as part of the level one. Can she do the knot? No. Will she practice doing the knot? No. Right? She will not practice it. I don't want to. I don't want to learn the knot. So he won't pass then. Anyway, she came back last week, looked at me, handed me her book. And when she came out, the knot ticked off.
Oh.
Right? Someone signed. The teachers signed the book saying she'd done her knot, right? And I was like, you don't know your knot. Why is this not? Oh, he said, were you away last week? I said, yes, I was. And he went, oh, right, I'll just fill that in for you then. Anyway, so if I say to Betty now, I go, well, you can't do the knot. She can say, look in the book.
Very good.
Look in the book.
Look in the book.
So that, it does say that. But anyway.
Does she realise when she's freestyling about the side of Yosemite? This is, you know, just this is the moment she'll probably need that
she'll
knot.
Think of Dave Thomas.
She will. Yeah. She'll be, look in the book.
And do you know what Dave Thomas would say if she fell off the rope? Well, nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Sammy Collins wouldn't have used a rope. Would he?
Wow. Franco Farrell had him running up and down the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. What are you talking about, Dave?
What are you on about, Dave? You know, the other thing, this happened. Ever had a power cut, John? You had a power cut in your new place?
Not the new place. Well, I mean, it doesn't really matter. But yeah, I've had a power cut, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And how did you get on in the power cut? Paul, you good in a power cut?
It's quite fun, isn't it? I quite enjoy it.
In the old days, when I was a kid, you'd get candles out. You had candles, but now you've just got the torch on your phone, haven't you? Power cut's not a problem for anybody, is it? Well, apart from everything. Well, if a long-term one, well,
What's your hob? What hob have you got?
We've got gas.
We haven't got gas. What do you call it? Conversion, is it? No, not conversion.
Convection.
Convection. Conversion. Yeah. People comes on boots it. No. Convection hob.
Right.
We got no hob, no oven. What? How do we boil water? You can't have a cup of tea. We got one of them taps.
Oh, the humanity.
One of them taps, right?
Yeah.
I tell you what, it was like being on Alone. Have you seen Alone on Channel 4? No. It's like being like lost in the woods.
I thought you meant on Alone to Torquay. I felt with a view to a permanent.
I felt like Ray Mears.
Did you?
Felt like Ray Mears. What are we going to do?
She had nothing.
My woman, she wanted a cup of tea.
Right.
I will provide. That felt a bit racist.
That's a bit.
Thin woman. Did it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sexist and racist, you think?
Yeah.
Two in one. Yeah.
Two for one.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought, I know what I've got in the garage. Me camping stove.
Oh.
Can you stop saying me instead of my, as a rule?
My camping stove. I went and got it out the garage. Couldn't open
Sounds
the
like
garage.
You're toasting, isn't it? Me camping stove.
Listen to my terrible life. Couldn't open the garage. Donna. Garage is on a button.
Yeah.
Oh.
Garage's on a button. It's an electric garage. Couldn't open the garage.
Yeah.
There's an overcoat.
What Ray Mears
do? No food.
Tis light, innit? Bear Grylls. What did Bear Grylls do? He pissed on it.
I don't think Ray would be living in a converted barn in Oxfordshire in the first place.
He'd be living in the garden.
Anyway.
He'd live on forest floor, wouldn't he? Go and kill something in the garden.
Found out there was an override. Right. Found out the override. Got me stove out of the garage. Did I make my wife a cup of tea? She got a cup of tea, John. Did I make her pancakes? I made her pancakes. I provided.
Thank God you got all that survival kit.
Imagine that.
Warehouse.
Finally, all the stuff I bought during lockdown came into... She said, I've never seen you more excited.
Wow.
And when the power came back on, it was a sense of sadness.
Oh. You're kind of living in the wild. You're enjoying it.
Oh, I loved it. Not really, we were living in a very nice house.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there we are. But how
That's exciting.
So I don't know how to bring that back to Torquay. But I feel we're in similar desperate measures at Torquay United.
Yeah. The power's gone off.
Mm.
Yeah.
There we are. We've got that's exactly what's happened to Torquay United. The power's gone off. The momentum's gone. Yeah. We need someone to come back in. Get the camping stove out of the garage, whoever that is, on loan from
Ian Holloway.
You sound like you're doing a party conference. The metaphorical camping stove. And then go home and prepare for government.
Yeah, exactly. Get your camping. Find the override to open the garage.
Don't
get
piss
out.
On it.
Don't piss on it. Yeah. There we are. That's what I had to tell you. Look in the book.
Yeah. Very good. And do you know? Paul is also a fan of Malcolm Gladwell.
Yes.
I like revisionist history. It's very good.
Revisionist history.
You think he just, when he speaks, he goes down.
He swallows it.
But occasionally he gets really annoyed and he speaks quite loud and quite high when something's said. And that was the fifth time. 55%. And he gets quite
like Ray
angry.
Duffy. He goes like Ray Duffy.
Oh, my
he
word.
Does. Oh, yeah. My word. It's a revisionist history of America.
Yeah.
It's the history of the gun. Oh, God. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Look in the book.
Yeah. Oh, for damn.
Yeah.
There we are. Paul, what is your non-league history?
I was going to say. Yeah.
Enfield, isn't it? Enfield Town?
Yeah, Enfield. Enfield were a side that always just about missed out on the Football League.
Oh, yeah.
They would often win the Isthmian League, but the way it worked then was re-election. It wasn't automatic promotion. So it was basically a closed shop by all the existing league clubs. So if whatever club finished bottom, if they had a better drinks cabinet than Enfield, they'd all get together and have a large brandy and say, yeah, you're back in.
That was us.
It was a sort of northern enclave of clubs that never went down. And then the year they had automatic promotion was the first year, I think, in years that Enfield had not won the Isthmian League. They never quite recovered from it. I used to pop down there now and again. It wasn't far from me. And I would pop down and watch the odd game. I went to, as a kid, I went to an amateur cup final at Wembley. Enfield versus Hendon. That was a big in the day. Okay. This would have been in the 70s. And there was 40,000 people there at Wembley to watch Enfield play Hendon in the amateur cup final.
A local, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, round the corner, wasn't it?
It was kind of around the corner.
Bus route, wasn't it?
But it used to get good crowds.
Yeah.
But I used to go and watch a bit of amateur football now and again. I'd say that's it, really.
Yeah. Not bad, is it? I mean, do you like it? You came to Torquay Boreham Wood with us, didn't you? You enjoyed it?
I like it in a
different
way.
The Hawksby effect, of course, last season, didn't we?
You have to park your slightly elitist attitude at the door. You have to know that it's not going to be sort of fast-paced, one-touch football. It's a bit like, I said before, in the nicest possible way, it's a bit like Amdram. Oh, it's a bit like you go to the West...
Didn't sound very nice,
you go to the
it?
West End every Saturday. But it's your club, isn't it? You go to the West End every Saturday and you watch, you know, top-level Shakespearean performances by the best of the best. And then you go and watch non-league and it's the Vicars playing Othello.
Shannon Ken Kenford.
And, you know what I mean? There is a bit of that.
It's Misfits boxing,
but
you're saying,
it's still essentially the same text. It's not delivered in quite as good a way. Yeah. So that's the way. But I still enjoy it. I watch park football.
I think non-league football is always good for something you've never seen before.
Yeah, it is.
What an unusual incident.
I've never seen that. We see that four times a week.
Yeah.
That goal last weekend I showed you.
For goodness
the
sake.
The Torquay goal. Oh. I've never seen another goal like it.
No.
I've never seen
it. I mean, it was staggering, wasn't it? The goalkeeper stood still, your defender stood still, and the bloke couldn't believe his luck, the old Maidstone attacker. Just sort of poked it past
the pair
of them.
What were they doing?
I don't know.
I don't know what they
but
were doing.
It's quite good for that. Just in general, non-league football.
Stuff you've never seen before.
How about that?
And you do see some great goals. Don't you? You see some real worldies.
Some
great goals. I enjoyed coming to your game to watch Torquay. I thought it was... I loved the crowd. I like being with your ultras. They're a good...
They're a
mixed bag. You've got presenters of the Sky at night. Seasoned drunks. I mean, that's not the same person.
That's just Crince Linter on his own.
But it was great standing with them. And we thought it was the great fight back to keep you up. The Boreham Wood victory. Yeah. It was
nearly
a false storm.
What a shame.
It's a perfect league for you this year, really. Because we've got St Albans, Hemel, Avely.
I've been to one
Braintree.
Game.
Well, it's a sort of London.
Tottenham were at home
league.
The same afternoon as St Albans. I would have come, but you lost that, didn't you?
No, we won that game.
Oh, did you?
Oh, did we win that one?
It was the game no one could tell you what. Nothing happened.
Nothing nothing happened at all.
Even our goal didn't happen.
Is that where you stood on your own at the side?
No,
is
that was
game? That was weird.
Slough away, have you ever been there, Paul?
What do you reckon?
Slough away.
Slough. That was... It's so depressing, this.
I think you scared Helen Chamberlain. She wondered why you suddenly just stood on your own with a bit of a gob on round the side.
It's so depressing. This season so far is so depressing.
Wow.
And we're like a year. We're like a year from when it was last good. When it was last really great fun and good was when we drew with Derby in the last minute of the FA Cup.
Yeah.
And that was sort of the last good thing that happened. We've had a year of like nothing.
That's when the bloke played the last post really badly.
Oh my god, yeah.
that is a bit of a staple.
I saw him stroll out to the middle and I thought, uh-oh.
Bit of a staple.
Do you remember that, Paul? The last post when talking on the telly.
Yeah.
Do you think he was out of his depth? Do you think he'd seen a trumpet before?
I think the nerves got to him. A couple of split notes, weren't there?
More than a couple.
Yeah. I mean, you can't.
It felt. It felt somehow more disrespectful than not having a last post.
No, no. You've got to get someone on it and play. I mean, really, it's asking for trouble.
He was no Louis Armstrong.
No.
It was unfortunately one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
It was.
It was like when you're giggling at school.
Yeah. The bloke next to me, I started laughing. The bloke next to me was furious.
Oh, was
he? I was being quite disrespectful. Come on.
Laughing during the last post, John.
Well, it was not a great look. I'll give you that. But it was very funny.
It's not good, is it?
John's doing the marathon, Paul. Do you know that?
I know he is.
He's going on about it quite a lot, isn't he, so far.
£638 down so far.
That's down. Oh, you mean up? I was going to say, that's not the way charity works, is it?
How I keep telling it to John is, well, there we are. You're only 1,800 quid in the hole.
Yeah.
If no one else sponsors you, that's good, isn't it? So you're going to get to do the marathon.
So to get a place, you have to guarantee a certain amount of money, do you?
Yeah. If you're a mug like me and apply for a charity place.
Not a mug, John.
So if you don't get it, you'll have to make up the shortfall. Well, we're going to have to work on that, aren't we?
I will say I've not seen anything in the T's and C's that says that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, well, there we are. I think you've bought the place now, John.
Well.
You're going to completely total your knees for the rest of your life and you'll be...
It only cost me 1,800 quid.
1,800 quid down.
Yeah. I bought a new pair of shoes at the weekend.
Oh, there we are. Take that off it. Oh, yeah. Captain Tom.
120. Yeah.
Captain Tom in it. Bought a lovely pair of shoes, he has.
What about that?
Captain Tom in one of them one new pair of shoes.
We all get behind him and he's got a swimming pool barbecue in his garden. Great, really. What happened to John? Oh, he's just in the pool. Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't
John's
take you
turning up, lovely Rolex watch.
Yeah,
nice tan you've got there.
Yeah, he's doing the marathon.
Wow. Yeah, no, I'm sure that won't be the case.
No.
Paul's the first person ever on this podcast to ever say the Isthmian League correctly.
Isthmian.
First time I'm asking.
I say Isthmian, Isthmian.
What do you think it sounds like the Chris Eubank League?
Isthmian.
Isthmian League.
I called it the Isthmian League, but you're right. It was a Isthmian? TH in it.
Strange word, isn't it? If you're trying to sell something, what is it?
It's a good question.
I didn't care about marketing in the Isthmian League.
It was like, let's call the league something people don't know how to say.
Who was? There was a guy called Alan Isthmian.
It's quite easy to say.
Who started the league? The whole of the Isthmian family have no problem with it, I'll have you know.
We're putting the money in. This is what it's called.
It's the Isthmian League. You know what it's called?
Say it again.
It's very easy. Think of an if and a meanian. Isthmian.
Exactly as it's spelt.
Yeah,
that's it. I'm just trying to write that down. As it sounds.
As it sounds. Yeah.
Oh, God. Alan Isthmian.
Alan Isthmian.
You have to bring him on. He sounds quite a good
quite
guest.
Quite an interesting bloke, I think.
Do you want the actual answer? Do you want to know?
Yes, come on, John. Why is it called the Isthmian?
Look it up, John.
And how do you say it?
Yeah. Isthmian League.
Is there one of those things that tells you how to say stuff?
Well, it might be.
Yeah. I had to say, I'm doing another series of motorways, Hell on the Highway.
Yeah.
And in the episode yesterday, I had to say the word, I'm going to say it to you now, I'll spell it to you, C-O-N-G-U-R-E-D. C-O-N-J-U-R-E-D.
Yeah. Conjured.
Conjured.
How are you saying it?
Conjured.
Conjured.
I'm going to see you. I'm going conjuring.
He's conjured.
You don't say conjuring.
No, conjuring.
Conjuring. Is it conjurer?
You're right, it's conjurer.
So why is it spelled C-O-N-G?
I don't know.
I was saying, and they conjured up. They were going, it's not conjured.
Who conjures?
I was going to say, what is it then?
Who's conjured. Been conjuring? She conjured, he conjured, they conjured.
Come on, then do the conjure.
Yeah. So why were they conjuring on the motorway? No wonder they had a crash. Pulling a rabbit out of a hat.
You don't say conjuring trick, do you?
I think I probably have been saying that my whole life.
Really?
And he's a conjurer. Why wouldn't you say that? That's how it's spelled.
How often do you say that word anyway, let's be honest?
That's very true.
Maybe that's why they changed it to magician.
No, that's probably why.
No one said it right. Like Alan Isthmian.
Conjuring tricks.
How are you getting on with the Isthmian League?
The Isthmian League was most likely named after the ancient Isthmian games.
Oh, yeah, remember
from
them.
Ancient Greece.
Alan started them and all.
There you go. Bit of a disappointing answer. The president's called Baron Rosser.
Is he really?
Yeah. Is he still going?
Imagine the posters if it's going badly. Baron Rosser, Wadder. Big banners against Baron Rosser.
Get this Rosser out.
Do you want any FA Cup news?
Well, we are going to say what's in the podcast, but we've done half of it.
Well, we can work out what's in the podcast if you want, but we
I may have to leave at one point to go
Thank
to
goodness
Wembley.
For that.
Is that a problem? Sorry.
Coming in here with you. Premier League attitudes.
Yeah, top of the league.
Oh, I've got a good character for you, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Which is suggested by a listener, I think, of this podcast, not of H&J.
Yeah.
Ange Postecoglou.
Oh, West Country Ange. Calls everybody mate.
Yeah, all right, mate.
In a passive aggressive way.
I think you're fine, mate.
Yeah. In a pasty aggressive way.
Yeah.
He's pasty aggressive.
Ange Postecoglou. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Isn't that great? I don't know what we do with it, but it was such a good
idea. He'd be knocking up sort of feta or halloumi.
Yeah.
Halloumi. I wonder what they make, the locals make of the feta cheese in
feta pasty. Newton Spurs, surely.
Yeah, of course he would. The manager of Newton Spurs, Ange Postecoglou.
Half baklava, half feta cheese, like Greek salad pasties.
Yeah.
Olives in them.
Talkie have got obviously Aaron Downs is Australian. Maybe he should have a little trip to see Ange. You're a Spurs fan, aren't you? Probably have to tell people that. Maybe he could have a little trip to see Ange. Have a little sort of stand with him at training,
see
what
happens.
A bit of
stardust might wear off.
A little bit of. Maybe, can you sort that out? Is that sort of thing you can sort out?
Probably not. I'd love to say I've got that kind of
influence. Don't have a striker.
Yeah. I mean,
Ange Postecoglou. What we'll do next week is we'll get. Whatever Ange says, who are they playing Saturday, Paul?
We're playing Monday night Fulham.
Monday night Fulham,
So at home,
and they play Fulham, and afterwards they'll probably beat Fulham, I would have thought.
Then
they'll do a postman, we'll read it in a Devonshire accent, and then that'll be Ange Postecoglou.
Of course,
Moose goes to all, Ernie and Abrams goes to. So if you want him to say there is a character on the national. Has got no filter. He'll say, you do realise there's a character called Ange Postecoglou. He'll get you in the press conference.
He
doesn't care if he gets thrown out.
What people want to do in their own time. That's
really crap idea, mate.
Wow,
question.
You can't come here with a man's question and just shit, or a woman's question. I'm completely open to all of it.
Ange Postecoglou, that's good. That's another bad idea.
I've got a good Ange in my locker.
All
right, there is Ange Postecoglou here.
Yeah, Australian West Country's hard, isn't it? You're going to have to work on that. You do it with the music. You can get there. You can get away with the music. Cheat it.
Don't Pierce. Lend me your grey mare, mate.
Lend him that, mate.
Peter. Yeah. Peter Kearney. Peter, let's go, mate.
They've all got a pound for the bridge.
And Uncle Tom Cobley and all,
Pound for the bridge. That's good. It's good that you're working out.
Working it on as we go.
It's good. It's like you're live workshopping.
Exactly. Go on then, John. What were you going to tell us?
There were three games in the National League South this weekend.
Oh, go on then.
Which we somehow missed.
All right.
If you're interested.
Yeah, go on.
Farnborough 2, St Albans 1. Do we care?
Was this in the league, was it?
Yeah, these were in the league.
Proper games.
Already out of the cup.
Right.
I assume.
Farnborough Town.
Hampton Richmond 4, Dartford 3. You didn't mean.
Sorry, was that Farnborough Welling?
St Albans,
all right. Okay.
Yeah, you don't need me to tell you that Hampton and Richmond came from behind to beat Dartford 4-3.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. In fact, I saw that they'd awarded the Hamptons manager the manager of the weekend.
That's nice.
Okay.
One of three games.
The curse of the manager weekend award, yeah.
Number one, I thought I didn't know that was an award.
No.
Number two, I thought, what a funny name he's got. Mel Gwinnett.
Mel Gwinnett. In the last minute.
They get many.
It's the Gwinnett minute, like Gary time.
Just
the Gwinnett.
A Gwinnett minute in a New York Gwinnett.
You've got to be in it to Gwinnett.
It would be great, wouldn't it? Yeah.
In a New York Gwinnett.
I can't get this in. How would you do it? How do you do it? You have to, you could try doing it or you could Mel Gwinnett. Well, how'd you Mel Gwinn something? I'll show you. It's an old way of doing it.
Just a Gwinnett.
Repetition. Deviation. Sorry, deviated.
Paul Merton, what are you doing?
Repetition of offside. That's it, isn't it? Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a Gwinnett.
Just a Gwinnett. That would be good.
Mel Gwinnett.
That was nice. Bad. Thank you for
saying
that.
Is he a Melvin or is he a Melvin Gwinnett?
I assume so.
Must be. I suppose that's the only. Is that the only shortening of Melvin?
It's not going to be Melanie.
Melanie.
Might be Melanie Gwinnett.
Melvin Gwinnett.
How old is he? I've never met a Melvin under 50.
Goalkeeper Mel Gwinnett made just one Football League appearance when he joined Exeter City.
Oh, what a good quiz question.
Yeah.
What Gwinnett did he come on?
Mel was part of the backroom team for Paul Tisdale.
Wow.
Bloody hell.
Bloody hell, Mel Gwinnett. Who's the manager of? I'm into him.
Gwinnett, Hampton and Richmond.
He probably got all the old, he probably got all the Ted Baker cast-offs. So, like, he'd hand it down to him. Yeah, rather than putting it in a plastic bag on the curb outside the house, he'd give all his old stuff. Mel's wearing a lot of out-of-date, out-of-season Ted Baker these days on the touchline.
Yeah, vintage lots of cravats, Ted Baker.
Cravats and check jackets.
He's...
Wow.
What
happened? One appearance for Exeter City.
But I think his son apparently played for Torquay, Rafe Gwinnett.
Rafe Gwinnett. I'll tell you what.
What happens if you can't Mel Gwinnett, we can Rafe Gwinnett? That might work.
This is the poshest family in football.
Yeah. Rafe Gwinnett, and his coaching career does read like train like Torquay, Weymouth, Truro, Poulton, Biddeford, Bath, and Taunton.
I've never heard of this man.
Temple Beach. Bristol Temple Beach.
Never heard of this man. Our final destination.
I'm afraid the buffet is.
It's a request stop. Request stop at.
Wow.
Yeah.
There we are.
It's great. A deep dive into the Gwinnett family.
Yeah.
Mel Gwinnett.
What about Gwinnett Paltrow? When does she feature in all this?
He married her.
He had a stunning career at Exeter.
Gwinnett Gwinnett.
He requested a transfer, went to Yeovil on loan.
Yeah.
Then went permanently to Weymouth.
Yeah.
It was part of a £10,000 package at Richard Cooper.
Wow.
Never heard of him.
Wow.
Then worked under Jerry Gow's management team.
Oh, well, you need to speak to Jerry Gow.
Yeah, Jerry Gow. Yeah, that's a Jerry Gow question. Don't ask me. I'll stop you there.
Now, before you waste any more breath, you will need to speak to Jerry Gow about
Gow
that.
Gow on this one, yeah. G-O-W Gow, Jerry Gow. Think of a cow, replace it with a G, Jerry Gow.
Everything you need to know about Mel Gwinnett.
Wow. Yeah,
and
great.
In a New York Gwinnett was my favourite that came out.
Yeah.
It was very
beautiful.
Nice.
And the other game, I don't know if it would be quite as amusing, was Weymouth 1, Tonbridge Angels 1.
Wow. Who cares? Who cares about any of it?
Not interested. Wow.
The clocks haven't gone back yet, Paul. And you know that
still
that
time.
Is when the season starts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The last game before the clocks go back is Hampton and Richmond.
Wow.
We're going to Mel Gwinnett's backyard.
I'm not, because I will be.
No, I
will be just landed. Just landed.
From
I'm
New York.
Away.
New York. New York.
I'll
going.
Have a New York Gwinnett.
This start spreading the news.
Perfect, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're not mentioning that I'm going to New York. I'm going to New York.
Yeah. Have done on this podcast.
I'm going to New York, so there'll be no podcast
next
week.
Try and watch some low-level football while you're there. Is there a game of soccer you can take in?
Maybe. Maybe I'll...
Non-league.
Maybe yeah. I'll... Stop I did it. Try and... I did...
But they don't have a pyramid in the world of American soccer, do they? I wouldn't think.
No. Anyway, I'm gonna maybe I'll do a little bit of sort of voice memoing.
You could have a kick up on the streets. Yeah, if you go down to sort of Dumbo on the
water. We're going to Dumbo. We're going to Dumbo.
They've got loads and loads of 11-a-side and 5-a-side pitches.
Okay.
Any chance of a kickabout, lads? You can maybe
full Torquay kit.
Yeah, wander around in your full Torquay kit, and they'll let you join in.
I wonder if I'll be able to see it. There might be. Imagine if I saw a Torquay shirt in Dumbo.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
I feel like this podcast has. We could. I'm sure we could find out if there's a Torquay fan in New York. There must be one.
Is there a Torquay supporters club New York branch?
I doubt it.
There's barely one in the UK.
Barely one in Torquay.
No, I doubt it. Anyway.
There must be a Torquay fan
I'll
in New
send
York.
You something from, I'll send you some sort of voice
just
thing.
You
from
going, hey, I'm walking here.
Hey, I'm in the drugstore.
Yeah, that would be good.
So I can't go to Hampton Richmond. And last time we went, I think we won, I'm going to say 5-1 or 4-1.
Oh, we gave them
an absolute thrashing. It was a great day out.
Though we also played them in the cup last year before Derby. Oh, yeah, it was the round before Derby.
Oh, yeah, I have a soft spot for them because their life president was the great Alan Simpson of Gorton and Simpson fame, the man who wrote Hancock and Steptoe. He came in a couple of times and talked a bit of football and talked about his sitcom past. So he's a lovely man. So I do kind
He'd
of
have had a field day with Gwinnett. As a surname, loved that.
He would have done, certainly, definitely would have done, yeah.
Do you want any FA Cup news, or are you not bothered?
We're out of it, John. I couldn't give a shit about it, to be honest. We're out, aren't
we're
we?
Awful. That's we're
it. Maidstone went through,
rubbish.
And they've got Chesham. We could have had a right laugh, because Chesham, we've got Nigel Adley, love to Nigel.
Yeah.
We got Alex Horn, we could have got Alex on for the Chesham.
So that's who you got next round, Ed. You stayed in it.
Had we stayed in it, we'd have had Chesham.
Oh, wow.
Can but dream of a trip to Chesham.
That would have been great. Really
I played
nice,
there, of course, nice. In Chesham.
Oh, yeah, because that's where you...
Terrible tackle.
Yeah, terrible tackle on Maisie Adam. And put her out the sports aid, nearly ruined her wedding. Nice. Lovely touch.
What a lovely touch that was. I'd have been really popular, I reckon.
Yeah. Walking up the aisle in a protective boot.
Limping up the aisle. Out of soccer aid. Career's finished.
What's happened here? Charlie Baker. Ask Charlie Baker.
I think there's... I've got to try and get hold of the footage of that tackle, actually. Just to see if it's as bad as everyone says.
Was it as bad as you thought? Yeah, yeah.
There we are. Right, John, is that... What else are we doing now?
Any FA Cup news and then some
letters. Go on then. Yeah, lovely.
I think there was a few upsets. Bracknell beat Dagenham and Redbridge.
Oh, I saw that last minute.
That
like
was on the TV.
90th minute.
Yeah.
Bracknell. And that literally is in a park.
Yes, it wow. is.
It's like,
yeah, it
like
there's
swings like on the pitch.
Really?
Not on the pitch.
It did look quite
the equivalent
quite
of
quite bad.
Yeah, that'd be great. Right on the edge of the pitch.
What else happened? I've not seen any of these. Oh, yeah. So, no, is it Braintree or Chesham in the next round? Because Chesham.
Oh, yeah, they're playing tonight. Oh. It's okay. Braintree, Chesham. Okay. It's Tuesday, and they're
would
playing tonight.
Would you expect
tonight.
Chesham to win that?
Well, they're flying high, but yeah, Braintree yeah. are a division above, so you, I
is
can imagine.
Is the Alex Hall patronage slash taskmaster patronage helping them out?
Yeah, the massively.
They've
mad,
sold
five, yeah.
they sold 32 shirts last year. They've sold 500 shirts.
Oh, that's good.
It's great.
Oh,
that's good. Great
they
idea.
Great. They're great shirts. Enfield Pool lost to Cray Valley Paper Mills.
Yeah. Oh.
You've lost to Cray Mill.
Well, that's annoying because Enfield then would have got Charlton.
Charlton.
Because Cray Valley
oh,
have got
imagine that.
Charlton.
Yeah.
They'll get blown away.
Yeah,
paper. That's the old paper shop
yeah.
joke, isn't it? You know.
Yeah.
But they're more Millwall fans, apparently. People around Cray, oh. so it'll okay. be a they'll
Cray Cray.
It's a local derby, but yeah, they're going to want to beat them.
Lovely. What else, John?
I just spotted another one. Halifax nil, Marine won. Marine are at it again in the FA Cup.
They're at it again.
Yeah.
That's who Spurs played, isn't it, Marine?
Yeah, we played Marine. We turned their club around.
He gave them all the money, didn't
well,
you?
Yeah, we gave
them.
My name's on the wall.
Is
it? I bought a virtual ticket for a game that that no fans could go to. A lot of people did. A lot of Tottenham fans, and they've got this wall of thanks of Spurs fans and. Apparently, if I turn up with my Tottenham season ticket, they'll let me in for now to watch a game. But what sort of person does that? Why would I rob them? Why would I rob them of? Well, they're not anymore. Well, they're not
give
the
it
club
back. Give it back.
No, we've got this lovely bond with Marine. It's fantastic.
Oh, lovely.
So, yeah.
Who scored for you that night? Someone that tall
oh,
bloke.
Carlos yeah. Vinicius, who's now what? Doing quite well at Fulham.
He's doing all right at Fulham. He might score against you for Fulham, might he?
He could
yeah.
do, yeah. He's
back
I mean,
to haunt
he
you.
He put Marine to the sword that day. But he's been doing all right for Fulham, so I imagine he could come back and yeah, boot us up the backside.
Hartlepool lost 2-0 at home to Chester.
Wow.
So Hartlepool are out of the
See, that
capital.
Sounds to me like a league fixture.
Could,
that sounds like a Division 4
Chester,
game.
Chester are National League North,
Hereford
yeah.
beat Rochdale. Horsham beat Dorking Wanderers because...
Mark White, did you hear the Mark White post
oh, yeah,
match?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I heard the both bleeps.
My players are
shit.
Yeah.
The bleeps, oh, well,
yeah.
bleeped and unbleeped.
He went for it.
Yeah, he went
I mean,
for
it's
it.
Scorched earth. He obviously knows his players well enough to think he's going to get a positive reaction from
yeah.
that. But Andy's Jacob seemed to think he's thrown them under the bus and he'll come to rue the day.
Be all right.
He doesn't care.
He said if they go up, and they could go up in the next few years if he
yeah.
gets it right. He said, because you have to do a... He's never done any badges.
Right.
He's never done any badges.
So he'll have to do them again in the league, won't he?
But he says he's not going to do them. He says he's going to get the rules changed.
He'll say, this is me Bentley, here's me badges.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear it? For anybody who didn't
yeah, go
hear
on.
It?
Go
yeah,
on,
go
John.
On,
they deserve to be, fully deserve to be in the draw. And hopefully, I really hope they get something amazing that's life-changing. So my fucking shit players
yeah.
can learn... a fucking lesson because they were so poor. And I'll tell you one thing, I will always put my hand up. It's not about availability, injuries, who was returning, who wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't about that at all. It was about the fact that that team let the fans down 100%, wholeheartedly, a bunch of players that were absolutely shit.
Okay, well, there we are.
And
thank you very much. Back to Gary in the studio.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. And after the game, I spoke to the... Yeah, what about that? Gary,
yeah,
there we are.
Quite something. I like him. I can't help but like
yeah,
him.
Yeah,
John, does that mean we'll have a free weekend in a couple of weeks' time?
Well,
I mean, no game.
Probably.
Unless we... got
fill it with some other shit in there.
Sounds like extra training could be in order,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
I think so.
Some tactical work.
Should be. Lovely.
There you go.
That's it, is it, John?
That's it.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And then I think we're going to get the train. So,
Christ. Jesus.
Oh, blimey. Oh, my God. What's he doing? Smash the place up.
I'm trying to plug my phone in.
Where's your list of... Oh, God. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Is there somewhere to plug it in? Here we are. Good. That's it. Well, that went quite well, I think.
No one noticed.
No. That's it.
I'm like a cat.
Yeah. Right.
You are listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener. Where you go, will you send back a letter from a listener? Any letters, John?
Yeah, we got a couple. That's exciting, isn't it?
Lovely for you. That's going to be a great bit, isn't it?
Gusto.
A live show.
Gusto there.
So there's going to be a live show.
Everybody. You mean the crowd will sing it?
Yeah, I love that.
Get the guitar out.
Get the guitar out. We'll sing it live. Chords. Is it?
Will the budget stretch to the Proclaimers walking on?
It's probably C, F, and G, and I think it gets any easier than that.
F and G.
F and G.
In the live show, we'll do that live, John. Oh, we're still planning it. Yeah. We're going to do it in Devon, we've decided,
haven't
we,
John? I think that's probably for the best.
And we will let people know where it is soon.
Yeah.
Won't we, John?
Very gentlemen, nice. I've got to go. I'm off to Wembley.
Go on.
To watch England play
You're
Italy.
You're going to Wembley.
Thank you for having me guest. I do enjoy the podcast.
You're very welcome,
It's
Paul.
A great listen.
It's lovely to have you here.
And thank you very much.
It was more than a time-killing exercise.
It was two birds with one stone. It was two birds with one stone, but I enjoyed it.
Oh, good.
So thank you, boys. And yes.
Have a lovely evening.
Yeah, I will do.
See you at a match soon.
I will. I'll be
Eastbourne away. We're going to get you to Eastbourne away.
I will get
a bit far in it. Eastbourne.
On the terraces.
As long as it's within about half an hour of my house, I'm in. Cheers, guys.
Cheerio. Well done, my lovely. We got any letters there?
Couple of
John?
Letters. Kelvin Applin.
Applin.
Who I'm sure was hoping to hear his letter heard by.
Paul Hawksby has left, I'm afraid.
Kelvin says, hello, fellas. Not written in for a while, but after last week's podcast, I just had to.
Oh.
Boy, was I surprised to be mentioned about my crossbar challenge.
Well done, Kelvin.
I must say, I was quite nervous doing it, but so pleased to have succeeded. And I must have walked right past John on my way back to my spot on the pop side.
Probably did. Giving you the wanker sign. Wanker!
He's being chaired on people's shoulders. Yeah. Kelvin's back. Anyway, he says, I've since donated to John's worthy cause of running London Marathon.
Lovely.
Thank you, Kelvin.
That's kind.
That's very kind. Sounds like he's too much time on his hands.
Mm.
Yeah, possibly that too.
No.
I played the latest episode to my son, Isaac, who's just turned 10. He was quite pleased to hear my name mentioned, but also raised his eyebrows at some of the language.
Oh, there's a bit of language, is there? Bit of language.
A
I apologise.
It's all bleeped, I think.
Only now and again. It's all right.
I miss the odd word. But...
No bad words, just bad intentions, yeah. Kelvin.
He says it's his first season following TUFC and so far hasn't been too disappointed.
Oh, all right.
Really? Well,
so far.
I suppose if you don't know any different.
Well, if you go to home games a lot, then you see quite a lot of wins, don't you?
He also says there's only one place for a live episode of the podcast. Play more, surely. Kelvin,
we'll see. Maybe. Maybe.
Possibly.
Maybe. Maybe Boots and Laces. Maybe. Maybe.
I feel like there's something spooky's going on up there this season, and I think it's affecting everybody's performance.
I don't know. Let's find out. Play more.
Anyway, he says last year's episode's been excellent. So funny. Thank you. All the best, Kelvin.
Thank you, Kelvin. On the ice,
Kelvin and Isaac.
Wow, and FOF 34, that's pretty early, isn't it? Pretty early,
one of the OGs,
an early adopter.
Kelvin. Mark Ridley.
Mark Ridley. Hello, of course.
Says, hi, John and Charlie. When you announced on last week's pod your exciting news, I thought you were from next season renaming the podcast as the Southern League Obsession.
Maybe. Never know.
Still have time. But a live show in the Reading area sounds like a better idea.
I don't think it'll be the Reading area.
I think it could be 10 people if we do that.
It might be anyway. Let's just see.
No. Also, you were somewhat harsh criticising the Tom Moore family regarding the inappropriate spending of their charity's funds. I can only assume that they interpreted RIP after Captain Tom's name to mean rather imposing pool.
I don't think we were harsh. I think we were actually pretty kind.
People have said worse.
Said a lot worse.
Anyway, Mark,
really. Oh, is it? Oh, thank you, Mark.
Thank you very much, Mark. And yeah, I was just going to have a look because there was some excellent tweets as well. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Andy. Not sure what your full name is, but just Andy. Do you remember we had a first-time correspondent last week, Paul Such, and we couldn't think of a nickname for him.
Yes, of course. Go on.
He says, you missed the obvious one, Screaming Lord.
Ah, of course it should have been.
There you go.
The Screaming Lord.
Or Such and Such.
Such and Such was our attempt. Peter Suchcliffe. No, maybe not.
No. Maybe not. Maybe not that one. Perhaps not.
Perhaps not, no.
Keep it light, I think. Chris Horrocks, by the way, came up with Ange Pasty Coglu.
Oh, well done, Chris.
Well done, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. That's good. We'll do something with that.
And Chris Webb, as we're just catching up on all the admin, said he listened to episode 227. Gelato, we were talking about ice cream parlours.
Oh, yeah.
He says Gelato Famoso is the one. It used to be called Fusciardi's.
That was it. Fusciardi's, yes.
Fusciardi's yourself.
That's it. Get down there.
If that's what you're thinking of, I can completely agree. Yes. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Get down there. It's proper old school. It's beautiful. And I don't know idea where the ground is in Eastbourne. But I don't know.
Eastbourne's
a lovely visit, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lovely place to go.
And
maybe
also,
not on a Tuesday night, I don't know.
The Ledge 86. The Ledge.
The Ledge. Absolute Ledge.
Classic Ledge. He says, on the ice to you both. Having listened to all of last season, I've now started from the very beginning. There's quite a few people doing that.
That's
at the
nice,
moment.
Isn't it? Completists.
Like going back again. I'm currently listening to Gary.
Maybe it's, what is this?
Maybe if I start.
How have they
the
got to 200?
He says, I'm currently listening to Gary Hours fuck up the NLS.
Oh, wow.
All the best this season from a Wrexham/Dorking fan.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you very much. On the ice to you. That's very kind. Thanks for the letter. There we are.
And finally, quite a few people tweeted us with the commentary of Maidstone's comedy goal from the weekend, saying it did sound a lot like Ray Duffy.
Let's find out. Let me hear it, yeah.
The Maidstone commentator.
Oh, my word.
I think he might be related to Ray Duffy.
Well, of course, he's from Hornchurch, of course.
Nowhere near Maidstone. Here we go.
Here it is.
Keeps going further wide right, and the shot is scuffed to the left-hand side. Halstead lets it go under their feet, and a man just put it in. It's a goal for Maidstone.
It's a goal for Maidstone.
Oh, dear. Halstead, oh, my goal. Oh, my word.
I wasn't listening to the game on Saturday. I can't remember where it was, but I don't know who's commentating. I'd like to have heard.
No, I wonder what it was.
It was Paul Mulhern on Radio Devon. I don't know what he would have said about that.
And Halstead has an absolute howler.
What would Dave Thomas have said? He wouldn't have seen
him. 1-0.
Kenny Allen would have done that.
1-0. Look in the book. Doesn't matter what they look like. Doesn't matter what they look like, Paul. Look in the book. 1-0.
Ask Kevin Dearden.
There we are.
Along those lines, anyway.
There we are. Very nice.
There you go.
That's the letters, was it,
lovely.
John? Very nice. How do people send us a letter?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
They can do that.
My Just Giving page is still there on Twitter.
John, no. What is your Just Giving page, John?
Just go on John Cadigan on Twitter. My Just Giving page there at the top.
Find that.
Running the bloody marathon, boys.
He's running the bloody marathon. He's doing some stuff. If you give £10, you get an entry into John's raffle. And if £30, you get a Foff number.
An almost priceless signed talkie shirt.
Well, it might be. You never know. You never know what it's going to be. So do that. Do give anything you can to John's marathon
effort,
which would be lovely. A few tickets, like Babacom is selling really nicely.
Oh, good.
If you want to come to that, do come down. It's going to be a great
it's
fun night.
I spoke to the
person who's filming it this week. They've got all sorts of plans. It's going to be good fun. We might get to do the Babacom Cliff Railway bit.
Yes.
Just to let you know, that might be happening. Do come to that if you can. Babacom Theatre or wherever you are around the country. There are gigs in Pocklington, Swindon, Wickham, London. If you're in London, could
I'll
really do with people coming to
I'm
the London
go to
one.
That one.
December the 6th.
Sort that out in the other time.
Might be me and you, actually. at the moment. at the moment.
On the ice,
dude!
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.